Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Time to play Beat Shazam. You get 5 seconds to name these songs. Kara going up against Drex. It's Christmas time. We got to test your knowledge on Christmas. These songs, guys, have been around for hundreds and thousands and millions of years. You should be able to identify them. These are a few of Tad's favorite songs. Kara, what song is that and who does it?
That is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee.
It is.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Drex, your first song, name this song.
Feliz Navidad. I don't know who sings the song, though.
Jose Feliciano.
Oh, darn it.
Yes. Kara, your next song.
That's Wham! Last Christmas.
Special.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Enough. All right, back over to Drex. We're playing Beat Shazam All Christmas Song Edition.
Is that Kelly Clarkson?
Three, two, one.
I don't know.
Underneath the tree. Underneath the tree.
Christmas song you can play at the club. Am I right?
Yeah.
The club.
Love the song. Yeah. Kara, this is the final round. You can't lose here.
It's Christmas time.
It was for charity.
Band-Aid.
And what's the song called?
Do They Know It's Christmas?
It is.
Yeah.
Drex going in with you have no points on the board at all. Let's see if you can name this song.
Is it the classic TSO Trans-Siberian Orchestra? Is the song Christmas in Sarajevo?
Christmas Eve Sarajevo. Okay. Gonna give that to you. Gets you on the board. All those guys with their jumpsuits and their long hair and their hairless chests.
That hairspray backstage. Pyrotechnics, it's a recipe for disaster.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Josh, we want to say that we're sorry about the loss of your grandmother, but you ruined her funeral? How did...
I brought a Bluetooth speaker to play music off my phone. You know, like somber music at night. At least that was the plan.
Right.
But I forgot that I still had all the other notifications on my phone on.
Okay.
So that while I had the music playing, I got a phone call, and all the audio for that call got right up through the Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
During the ceremony.
They were calling about your car's extended warranty.
Did you answer the phone?
No, I was trying to. I fumbled with it, trying to... turn it off and like, but keep the music out. It was right in the middle of grandma's favorite song, and everyone was really emotional and like having a moment. And then all of a sudden, the phone rings, and I can't turn it off fast enough. And just like, everyone was super. especially my sister, because she's the one that set up the whole funeral. So,
what was Grandma's favorite song? I gotta know.
I don't remember the name of it, but that Sarah McLachlan song when they played during the.
Oh my gosh! In the arms of an angel.
Oh no,
dude! Everybody cries.
No kidding.
And so it's like in the arms and. Marimba.
Well, and you said that you need, so you're coming on, you need to ask forgiveness from your sister.
She did all this hard work for it and gave me the one job of just bringing the speaker and playing the music. And I was like, I got it, no problem. And no.
I mean, I'm putting my phone in airplane mode right now. It's never going to go off airplane mode.
Well, and she is maybe super emotional. She was planning everything. Yeah. And, you know, grandma passes away. This is a tough time of year to lose a loved one.
Yeah.
And you want everything to be perfect at something like that with all of the family and friends around.
Right. Exactly.
So why don't we put you on hold and we'll try to get in touch with your sister and we'll see if we can get you some forgiveness coming up next. Does that sound all right?
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Josh was in charge of the music at Grandma's funeral, and while he was playing In the Arms of an Angel by Sarah McLachlan, Grandma's favorite song, his phone rang. He forgot to put it in airplane mode, and his sister was furious about it. She set everything up. We're going to call and see if we can get forgiveness from Josh's sister. Josh, sit tight. Let us talk to Heather here first.
Hello?
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. We were so sorry to hear about your grandmother.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. It's been a rough few days.
Yeah. We understand that there was also a little incident at the funeral service.
Incident?
Yeah. Your brother's phone.
A song?
Oh, yeah. His phone rang when we were playing a song.
Right.
Yeah, we heard you. We're pretty upset about that, and understandable. I mean, you were setting up this whole funeral, doing all the logistics, and
No, hold on. Is that what he's saying? I'm not upset. It wasn't that big of a deal. He's probably just trying to weasel his way into the inheritance.
What?
What, did Grandma leave money?
Oh, yeah, and he's out.
Inherited. He's out?
Wait, Josh? What?
Yeah, Heather, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and Josh was looking for forgiveness because he thought he ruined that Sarah McLachlan song during the service.
Oh, no, he's not. He just wants to get his hand on Grandma's money.
Wait, this is the first I'm hearing about Grandma leaving us money.
That is a lie, Josh. You knew she had money, but you didn't pass the test.
Pass the test? Did Grandma have, like, conditions in her will or something?
No way.
Yeah, she did. So Grandma left me specific instructions to reach out to everyone when she passed away and ask them to chip in to pay her funeral costs. Whoever chose to be selfless would be rewarded with a piece of the inheritance.
Oh, my gosh. It's diabolical.
But intelligent.
Josh, you didn't help pay for Grandma's funeral.
I didn't.
Oh.
So we have to ask, Heather, I mean, obviously you don't sound like you're very upset about this. And I'm assuming that, Heather, you get more money because Josh doesn't get more money. And
it was a piece of the pie situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously I don't have to ask if you forgive your brother for this.
Sure, I forgive him. I think missing out on 12 grand is punishment enough.
$12,000?
$12,000.
I will pay however much I needed to pay for the funeral if that's what it takes.
No, that ship has sailed. Bye, Josh.
Oh, no. Wow. This is what a classic brother and sister situation.
Right?
Holidays, Heather.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Dave thought he would impress a young lady on the first date by showing her how smart he is, but chose the wrong topic. Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Katie in Douglasville. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, could you do us a solid and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out of there, Kara.
I'm gone, Katie. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Kara's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question one. Britney Spears says she was forced to attend therapy for 10 hours a day during her conservatorship. What family member was making all Britney's decisions up until about a month ago?
Her dad, Jamie Spears.
Number two, name the Jewish holiday that ends at sundown tonight.
Hanukkah.
Question three, Tom Holland has signed on to portray Fred Astaire in an upcoming biopic. Tom is currently what web-slinging superhero?
Spider-Man.
Number four, George Clooney said he recently turned down a one-day commercial shoot in exchange for $35 million.
Oh, my gosh.
George Clooney turned down $35 million.
For one day of work.
For one day of work. Yeah. Idiot. what's the name of the movie where George ripped off a casino?
Oh.
He and others, correct?
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, with Brad Pitt and all the
games. Yeah. Him and 10 other people did it.
Him and 10 other people did it. Near a body of water.
Ocean 7.
Ocean
11. Ocean 11.
Ocean, okay, all right.
Kara's gonna
How'd you
murder
get that
us.
One?
Number five, Georgia's officially in the college football playoff as they play Michigan in the Orange Bowl December 31st. What credit card company sponsors the Orange Bowl?
Capital One.
Let's bring Kara back
in.
Oh,
boy. In. Yeah, if Katie and Douglasville beats Kara, Ted, you are solely to blame this morning.
You said how many people it was.
All right. Katie got all five, right, Kara?
Oh, man.
And we're not going to tell you if you're right or wrong until the end.
Let's just hope you're up on your credit cards. All right. Same questions, Kara. Number one, Britney Spears says she was forced to attend therapy for 10 hours a day during her conservatorship. What family member was making all Britney's decisions up until about a month ago?
Oh, her dad.
Number two, name the Jewish holiday that ends at sundown tonight.
Hanukkah.
Number three, Tom Holland signed on to portray Fred Astaire in an upcoming biopic. He's currently what web-slinging superhero?
Spider-Man.
Question four, George Clooney recently turned down a one-day commercial shoot in exchange for $35 million. What's the name of the movie where George ripped off a casino?
Ocean's 11?
Number five, Georgia's officially in the college football playoff as they play Michigan in the Orange Bowl December 31st. What credit card company sponsors the Orange Bowl?
Capital One.
What's Thank in your goodness. Wallet? It would have been Tad's $100 bill to going to Katie. All right, 5-5 tie. All ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, yes. Your new record, 1,169 wins and 38 losses.
Oh, wait, we tied.
You tied.
You'll Great game, Katie. I don't get the ooh-ooh. Great game.
The ooh-ooh. No cash, but you do get those tickets to go see Tears for Fears. Two things that I was... Awesome. Feeling a couple
yeah,
minutes ago.
Fears.
Tipping Point World Tour with Garbage June 12th at Ameris Bank Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now, LiveNation.com. Great job, Katie.
Thank you so much. That was fun.
We play it every weekday at 6:35 and 7:35. You can sign up at TadDrexandKara.com.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We are protected by Braided Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Scattered showers starting around midday today with a high of 68. Hawks fell to the Hornets, 130 to 127. Falcons lost to the Bucks, 30 to 17. What else is going on, Kara?
Speaking of football, it wasn't exactly the way we wanted to see the Bulldogs get into the college football playoffs, but after falling to Bama on Saturday, the team's just happy to still have a chance. It's not going to be very easy. We got to get through Michigan in the Orange Bowl in Miami on New Year's Eve. Drex, I know this is like hard for you. It's going to be a house divided.
House divided.
It's not hard for me, yes. I won't make any bones about it. I'm a Michigan fan, grew up there and been a fan for 30 years. And my wife is a huge Georgia fan, went to Georgia, got her master's degree. And I tried to smack talk a little bit on Sunday. And I gave her, like, my wife, 5% of smack talk, and she went straight to the throat. She's like, you didn't even finish high school, let alone go to Michigan. Wow. So don't start with that. I was like, okay, there's a wound there.
Clearly. Yeah.
We'll see what happens when we get there. So talk about an incredible gift. Last week, more than 750 Morehouse medical students found out the School of Medicine is planning to give them all $6,300 to pay for education-related expenses.
Nice.
But that includes child care, mental health, going to, like, see a therapist and everything, any kind of, like, living expenses, transportation, food. So basically, they can either use that towards their tuition or to live on, which is really cool.
Awesome.
This is not the first time Morehouse has given their students a surprise financial gift. So what a cool experience for those kids.
Yeah.
Now, are you more Santa or are you more Grinch this time of year? You're on the Grinchier side.
Santa, but my son is Grinch.
I know Stammer loves all the way. The Grinch. And this may be something he would love. You can get away from it all just like our green Scrooge before his heart grew three sizes. Vacasa is renting out the Grinch's cave in Boulder, Utah. It's 5,700 square feet. It comes with roast beast, who pudding, and who hash stacked in the kitchen, a music room with an organ and a drum set to echo through the caverns, two bedrooms, and a study for $19.57 a night.
Wow.
That price reflects the original 1957 release of
Oh, my gosh. Who is squatting at the Grinch's cave? Does somebody actually own this cave, or maybe could I just go find a
Cindy
cave?
Cindy Lou Who is the one who's squatting at this cave.
Right, you too.
You mean you too?
We have some exciting news. Is that we have connected with the North Pole and gotten a phone number, a local phone number, because we don't want you to have to get those long-distance charges, to be able to call and leave a message for old Saint Nick himself.
Yeah, we have Santa's cell phone number, and it is a 404 number, Tad. You bring that up, right? Because Santa, during the warmer months, he's down here.
Right.
And he goes
right
back up north in the winter, yeah.
He leaves those poor elves like slave labor up in the North Pole.
And not only does he give us his cell phone number, he also gave us the PIN number to his voicemail. Do you want to hear what some people are calling and asking Santa for this year?
Yeah.
Please enter your password. New messages.
I would like to put Daddy on the naughty list because he didn't put up my Christmas lights. And he says that I'm not allowed to get snow this year.
Next message.
Hola, Santa. Yo quiero poner en la lista de niños que no soportan bien a Diana porque no soporta bien. Gracias. Bye.
Next message.
We need a new job for Christmas. Please.
Job, not a baby job.
A real job, a career, sorry.
Grown woman jobs.
Yeah. We got real grown folk bills. We want real jobs.
I mean, because this phone bill might not get paid.
Next message.
Santa, this is Gigi, and I'm calling about Bentley Alphazua. He's putting his stuff away right now, but we just wanted to let you know that sometimes he's not following his mommy's directions. So you might need to have Chester keep an eye on him.
End of message.
You can only assume that Chester is the elf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can we only assume that those ladies that are looking for a new job want a job where you can drink on the job?
I think they're already doing it, right? Are you ready for Santa's cell phone number?
Yes.
All right, 404-954-1731. Again, it's 404-954-1731.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.